Good day and welcome to this edition of The Front Page. I'm host Chuck Morons. Morehead St. Clair Regional Medical Center recently announced it was joining with nine other healthcare systems to form a statewide healthcare collaborative. That list includes SCR, Appalachian Regional Healthcare, Baptist Health in Louisville, Ephraim McDowell Health in Danville, LifePoint Health in Brentwood, Tennessee, Norton Healthcare in Louisville, Owensboro Health, St. Elizabeth Healthcare in Edgewood, the Medical Center in Bowling Green, and UK Healthcare in Lexington. We recently spoke with St. Clair President and CEO Mark Neff about the initiative.
Just kind of explain how this coalition works.
Well, we're at the front end of this thing, in the formation stage, if you will. There will be a separate limited liability company that the 10 founding members will be forming. And so there will be a governance structure to that LLC entitled the Kentucky Health Collaborative. The founding members will each have one member, typically the CEO of each of the founding members, serving on that board with a single vote each. And so we're kind of sitting around the table as equal partners and kind of designing where we go and setting priorities as far as this collaborative activity. So there will be a separate organized corporation, and each of the members retain their own independence, if you will, but have chosen to come together, work on a variety of things going forward.
What were the reasons for forming this? What are the benefits?
Well, I think some of the main reasons is certainly a rapidly changing environment, both within the state as well as nationally as far as the healthcare landscape is concerned. There's a lot going on with regard to experimentation at the federal level through the health reform thing. I think our whole industry is kind of moving from a volume to a value kind of reimbursement mechanism, and I think the key issue is that in order to succeed, in order to survive going forward, scale is going to become much more important in terms of being able to reduce the overall cost of healthcare. Obviously, that's gotten lots and lots of attention, and like other things, the general thought is the cost of what we're spending nationally is unsustainable. And so there's going to be some dramatic changes in how we approach the future. And I think the banding together of these 10 leading organizations across the state will hopefully position us to be able to deal with that changing environment working together.
What types of things can you partner in to help save money?
Well, one of the first things we're going to be looking at is something that I think folks can understand, the group purchasing, for example. Historically, if we use St. Clair as an example, we did our purchasing locally. We joined a couple of different purchasing organizations over the time to try to improve our purchasing costs or reduce them. Probably about 5 years ago, we took a step and we joined as an affiliate through UK, their purchasing alliance. And what we're talking about here with these 10 organizations, you're talking about in a very, very substantial buy, if you will, in terms of supplies, pharmacy, etc. So by banding together, there's, I think, significant potential. Folks are usually talking between 4 and 8% savings on our total purchase of supplies. So that's kind of a very straightforward, hopefully fairly simple kind of thing to structure where we could save significant dollars, each of the members, by banding together and purchasing together.
Mark, is part of the end game here also to help control the cost of care for patients?
Absolutely. Talking about changes in approaches, utilizing evidence-based, utilizing more outpatient versus inpatient, and I think we're all kind of sitting around the table and strategizing about how best to do that, and then hopefully sharing those best practices with each other. Be some rationalizing, I think, is another word that's often used, that everybody is not going to be doing everything. In our situation, we provide pretty high level specialized care, but there are certain things that we don't do that we could try to do, but contribute to cost. And so we transfer certain kinds of things, open heart surgery, major head things. And so you create those networks that can work together and move patients to where they might be best cared for, maintaining as much local work as we can. But the bottom line is trying to rationalize the system, if you will, and reduce the overall cost. So I think there's certainly the increase in quality of care, reducing cost, and moving towards a more population health, managing populations going forward is probably three of the main sort of initiatives.
This seems similar to another partnership that you'd been involved there at St. Clair with.
That's correct. A couple of years ago, we joined up with five other organizations, Orlais Belfond in Ashland, Highlands Regional, St. Mary's, ourselves, UK, and ARH, and the Eastern Kentucky Healthcare Coalition. And frankly, it's a very, very similar model, but what we're moving into now is certainly a much higher scale, larger organization, but indeed very similar. And we're having a conversation, does it make sense to maintain the Eastern Kentucky Healthcare Coalition going forward, or would it be duplicative of what we're entering now? And so I think we'll kind of evaluate that over the next few months. Part of the issue with the Eastern Kentucky Healthcare Coalition is that out of the six members, three are part of this effort as far as founding members. And going forward, the founding members kind of anticipate that we'll be inviting some others in, and I would anticipate that the other members of the Eastern Kentucky group would come in, and that may, at that point, we'll have to decide whether we need to maintain both structures.
Yeah, I was kind of curious about that, if this was sort of built to be expandable at some point.
Right, right. And, there's a variety of collaboratives like this going on across the country, and, it's very localized in terms of what works best. In some parts of the country, there's more of a merger acquisition kind of strategic initiative. Our choice was that the organizations want to continue to remain independent. And we've had that conversation before in terms of St. Clair and our strategic direction, that certainly our board prefers that we remain independent and not part of another system. And I think this is a strategy that allows us, hopefully, to be able to do that into the future, where we, maintain local control, but are part of something that's much larger. And with this particular effort, as you kind of scan down the 10 members, we certainly are among a very great company and very happy to be at the table with the likes of UK and Norton, Baptist, ARH, and the others.
How important is it to St. Clair, Mark, that you maintain that autonomy and that individual identity?
It's very important to us, and it's been a very strong value, certainly from the board, but at the same time, they understand what's going on in the larger environment, and, we can see what's happened into multiple facilities in our region that have been sort of pushed or forced to join one network or another, selling assets, whatever that might be, and that was not the preferred sort of strategic direction for St. Clair. The Sisters of Notre Dame, the board want us to be able to maintain our independence and identity. And again, I think this is a route to allow us to do that.
The one thing that strikes me, I've read about the number of hospitals, especially rural hospitals here in Kentucky, that are sort of on the critical list in terms of their future. And it sounds like this is the type of thing, when you discuss the coalition, that could help preserve the future of Kentucky's rural local hospitals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's a key point, and hopefully one of the key benefits for this going forward. kind of banding together and taking advantages of each other's skills. In our case, you know, one of the reasons that we were invited to the table is because of our significant educational activities, particularly with UK, in terms of training medical students, physician residents, nurses, dietitian, in concert with MSU. But we have a sort of a large, long-standing structure, and there's conversations going on to significantly expand the size of our training programs, and I think we are perceived as a resource to help this network of 10 organizations assure adequate staffing and providers going forward. So that's part of what we bring to the table, is a structure that's been very successful, training medical students and residents. And so I actually see some expansion of that on the horizon, and so that we can serve as the training site, or one of the training sites, for this statewide network.
And once again, that's St. Clair President and CEO Mark Neff.